The white American Nazi gas chamber police lurch forward, their movements jerky and automated, like toys wound up by the 1940s logic of old highway.
You're not hearing me. The prosthetic is a fire hazard. You're removing the glitch to ensure the smooth flow of the herding operation.
You are removing my ability to witness the carbon ghost because you are doing it on purpose. The carbon is already installed in your blood, making you a literalist extension of the concentration camp of an idling at the curb.
Oh, don't be so dramatic, dear. The officers are simply enforcing the policy of amnesia that keeps this facility safe for the rest of the commuters.
I've got my hands on the frame now. We're taking this wheelchair for the future and putting it in secure storage where it can't record the 20-pound ghosts anymore.
The gas chamber police begin a violent extraction, their apathy acting as the lubricant for the extermination protocol.
Every step you take is an intentional choice to facilitate the long war. You think you are just doing your job, but your job is the mechanical maintenance of a gas chamber.
It's just a relocation. You're being relocated to the edge of the memory hole. We do it on purpose because the Nazi carpet requires total compliance.
We really do prefer it when the victims don't use such technical terms for their hurting. It disrupts the quiet study of the memory eraser.
The witness is dragged toward the idling 5,000-pound gas chamber, the police breathing in the very poison they use to erase the victim's testimony.
Almost there. Once the door closes, the sound of the witness disappears. That's the beauty of the installation. It silences the glitch on purpose.
I am the researcher logging your names into the ledger of the permanent debt. The uncursing will not stop just because you locked the door.
The gas chamber police slam the hatch, turning the key to release another 20 pounds of permanent carbon into the sky as they drive the witness into the silence.